listener exclusive.
G'day, it's Matty Ray from the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M Breakfast. And this is the podcast where we recap some of the moments you may have missed from Brekkie. This week, we're going to recap our weekly catch-up with the Murrumbidgee Police Inspector Glenn Smith. That chat is after 7 every Tuesday morning. Definitely a busy week for the men and women in blue across the Murrumbidgee. Disappointingly so, a large number of persons charged and dealt with by police for offences committed. But on a lighter note, the inspector brought a special guest with him. It's another success story of someone who's come from outside of the region to serve for Griffith Police and absolutely fallen in love with the region. Last week, it was Constable Brian Sue, and this week, Constable Louis Osman.
So I always try and bring a guest down when we can. So, I brought Constable Louis Osman.
Constable, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yep, good morning. And we had a Brian Sue on last week.
We did.
Yep. And we were talking about how Brian was deployed from, where was he from originally? Shell Harbour.
Yeah, Shell Harbour.
And he is here in the Murrumbidgee Police District, absolutely loving it in Griffith. And for you, Louis, it's the same. You were from Sydney, though, originally, but you're absolutely loving it here.
Yeah, that is correct. So originally from Sydney, went out to the academy, did my time there.
Yep.
Got posted to Griffith at the very start. Did not know where Griffith was. But now that I'm out here, I'm loving every minute.
What is it about Griffith that you think's really...
It's just the way it's such a small town. Everyone just comes together. Everyone helps each other out.
Yeah.
There's no traffic. So you can get up and go to work, go home. And
exactly.
You're not sitting there in traffic. So I love that part.
That's right. Except when the train comes at about a 3 or so in the afternoon if you have to cross the railway line. It all depends upon where you live, I guess. Yeah. Now, of course, we've been talking about obviously great stories to hear that Constables Sue and Osman are in the region. They've got their first stripe. For you, Louis, it's been a couple of months now. But we're talking about this regional recruitment drive where those in Griffith, if you are wanting to be a police, you don't need to worry about being deployed somewhere else. You can be deployed here in Griffith.
Yeah. So if you, as I've mentioned previously, there's a You Should Be a Cop in Your Hometown. I think it officially launched yesterday.
Mm.
So if you're from here, from Leeton, Narendra, Griffith, and you don't want to uproot the family, you want to stay here. Now, when you join, you'll be given an undertaking that you'll come back to your hometown.
No, that is so, a great drive, and I think it will flesh out some here locally to join the force, which I think you were just telling me at the moment. Some ranks are I could do with a bit of a top up.
We could always do it with a few more officers. And and as Louis will tell you, I mean, he didn't know where Griffith was.
Mm.
He got sent here from Sydney, and he's having a great time.
There you go.
He's getting in foot pursuits, chasing people, and catching them, I might add.
Let's talk about that, Louis, because you have been through a couple of foot pursuits in the last few days, I hear.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so one a few days ago, one a few weeks ago. So just a message to those crooks out there. Don't run.
No, that's it. Louis, he's pretty quick, isn't he, Inspector?
Yes, he's a very fit young lad and can run, and it's been proven in the last couple of foot pursuits he's had that he's caught them every time.
Yep. So just a message to those, you know, would-be offenders out there. You know, if you're going to be a tool and Constable Osmond's there, just give yourself up. You're not going to outrun him.
Yeah. Oh, we do have other fit guys and girls at
yes,
the station,
that's right.
So they can run.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Ah. Speaking of you you guys in blue, you've had something of a busy week, and let's just say we've got a remark with some disappointment, the behaviour of, I'll still say a minority, but still an alarming number out there in the region.
Yep.
So we'll kick this off now, Inspector, with two teenagers arrested following an alleged break and enter and fire in Narendra.
Yeah, so two teenagers have been arrested following an alleged break and enter and fire at a property at Narendra. So about 4 p.m. on Sunday, 30th of June, police were called to a property on Elizabeth Street at Narendra following reports of a break-in. Officers attached to Murrumbidgee Police District attended and found the window of the building had been smashed and a small fire burning. Police extinguished the blaze, with two youths allegedly seen running from the scene towards Grosvenor Street, Narendra. Short time later, two males aged 16 and 14 were arrested at a home on Grosvenor Street, Narendra, and taken to Narendra Police Station. The 16-year-old was charged with aggravated break and enter with intent in company and not steal. He was given conditional bail to appear before Children's Court on the 19th of July, and the 14-year-old was also issued a court notice.
All right, so let's hope that those two young males learn a valuable lesson there, that their behaviour is just not acceptable. You can't go around doing that. Speaking of Grosvenor, we're confident with the pronunciation there. How do you say it over in Narandra? 133353, give us a call. Disqualified truck driver stopped by police twice in 1 week.
Yeah, this is a bit of a worrying one here.
Yeah, this one is.
So just before 11 a.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of June, officers from Griffith Highway Patrol stopped the driver of a prime mover on the Kidman Way at Hilston for the purposes of a roadside breath test and a national heavy vehicle compliance check. Checks showed the 27-year-old man was allegedly driving on a disqualified licence. The man was arrested and issued a court attendance notice for the offence of drive whilst disqualified to appear before Griffith Local Court on the 11th of September. Then just before 8 a.m. yesterday, being Monday the 1st of July, officers from Griffith Highway Patrol stopped the driver of a Kenworth Prime Mover on Wybrow Street at Griffith, again for the purposes of roadside testing and a national heavy vehicle compliance check. The driver allegedly returned a negative roadside test to alcohol and was subject to an oral fluid test, which returned a positive result to methamphetamine. The man was arrested and taken to Griffith Police Station, where he was subject to a secondary oral fluid test. Checks by police revealed the man's arrest by police only 5 days earlier for the same offence. The 27-year-old man was charged with drive whilst disqualified, possess prohibited drug, and possession of equipment for administering prohibited drugs. This is where it gets serious. The man was refused bail after he appeared before Griffith Local Court yesterday. And he was formally refused bail to reappear before the same court, Griffith Court, on Wednesday the 3rd of July.
Yeah.
So he was taken into custody and kept. These arrests serve as a timely reminder to all road users that driving whilst under the influence of alcohol or drugs is a serious offence, which has consequences for other road users.
That's right. And, male, hopefully will never be doing this again. I mean, you know, you guys have him locked up right now. He's not able to be walking out in the community again, let alone driving a Kenworth Prime Mover, which he actually had no right to be doing. He was on a suspended. And I just wonder why or how it gets into your head when you actually lose the right to drive a vehicle like that you continue to do it.
Especially a vehicle that heavy.
That's right.
And that dangerous.
I mean, you know, there's with a lot of these, you know, the companies and whatnot, they check your compliances, that kind of thing.
Yep.
I mean, maybe we can only assume that this guy does what he does for himself or whatever, but still very concerning that was that you had to pill this bloke over twice for the same offence. And I think keeping him in custody was the right call there. Now, let's move over to something that's about equally as concerning, and that's that there were several drink driving offences in the last week in Griffith, 10, Inspector.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is quite alarming, but it shows that the guys and girls are out there doing their job. So I'll run through the 10. So 3:30 a.m. on the 24th of June, a driver caught driving on Probert Avenue, Griffith, with a reading of 0.090, which is mid-range.
That was last Monday.
12:40 a.m. on the 27th of June, driver caught driving on Kokora Street with a reading of 0.171, which is high range.
Yeah.
12:23 a.m. on the 28th of the 6th, driver caught driving on Banner Avenue with a reading of 0.063, which is low range. 9 a.m. on the 28th of the 6th, driver caught driving on Brigadier Street, Griffith, with a reading of 0.211, which is high range.
Oh, goodness me. 9 in the morning too. What's he doing drinking that much at that early?
He must have had a big night night before.
Yes, and has unwisely decided to get behind the wheel, yep.
12:20 a.m. on the 29th of the 6th, driver caught driving on Merrigal Street, Griffith, with a reading of 0.028, which is a special range. So they were a P-plater, so P-platers can't have any alcohol in their system.
You have to have 0000 if you're on your P's, yep.
12:19 a.m. on the 29th of the 6th, driver caught on Harwood Street, Griffith, with a reading of 0.084, which is mid-range. 2:40 a.m. on the 29th of 6th, driver caught driving on Yulong Street with a reading of 0.188, which is high range. 7:45 a.m. on the 29th of 6th, driver caught driving on Banner Avenue with a reading of 0.013, which is special range. Again, it was another P-plater.
Mm-hmm.
12:50 a.m. on the 30th of 6th, driver caught driving on Bridge Road, Griffith, with a reading of 0.139, mid-range. 2:58 a.m. on the 30th of the 6th, driver caught driving on Banner Avenue with a reading of 0.176, which is high range.
Yeah, man, busy night for you guys.
Yeah, busy couple of nights.
Busy couple of nights for you guys in blue.
And alarmingly, a lot of those were high range. So, but it just, yeah, as I said, the guys and girls are out there. They're looking for these drivers and, yeah, they're catching them.
That's right. And it's good to hear that you are catching them. I, at the same time, I'm looking forward to reading much less of those offenders this time next week. And I have every confidence that that will be the case.
I hope that is the case. Yes. But, yeah, we just got to keep the message out there.
Exactly. So. We enjoy catching up with you as we do every Tuesday, Inspector, and we'll have you on next week. And good to have you on as well, Constable Louis Osman. Great story to hear how you've come from the big smoke of Sydney and you're just loving it here in our little regional area here in Griffith and the Murrumbidgee Police District. Love that.
That's awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right, mate. Keep that fitness up. Keep catching them.
A listener exclusive.